runs in my veins.
Corey Parlamento's music sounds like it doesn't have much structure. His songs wander and flow, and if you find yourself lost in the textures, you're not alone.
My time signatures are weird. Like, even when I'm practicing with the band, they're like, let's go back to the court. I don't know. Bridge? I don't know. Pre-chorus? I don't know.
It isn't that Parlamento doesn't understand the recipe for Western pop music. As a teen in Boynton Beach, Florida, he played guitar and sang in metal and emo bands. Today, on the eve of releasing his new album called All This Beauty, Parlamento is drawing on a span of influences, from film and literature to the obscure bipolar music of Sparkle Horse.
One day I'll
improvisation has a lot to do with what I do. Like, that's how my songwriting works. I just keep playing and then stuff happens. I'll do like rewrites and stuff, but I like to try and not overthink what I'm writing.
Parlamento's band includes a trumpet player and a cellist. Most often, he layers his own sounds, looping one strand of guitar atop another. Even performing alone, he envelops you in sound.
I get turned off in and a lot of like singer-songwriter stuff. It doesn't feel like I'm being like taken into another world or anything. But like listening to stuff like Sparkle Horse, there's visuals, there's like sound, there's like an actual world that you're living in.
Parlamento made a record of acoustic music in 2010 under the name Living Dog. It's an alter ego drawn from a passage in Henry David Thoreau's Walden Pond, and he still writes and performs under the Living Dog name. But Parlamento soon put music aside, filled up a backpack, and spent 3 months working on farms in Italy and Ireland.
For some reason, I had romanticized farming. It was just built it up in my head as this, like, live out in the country and farm. And it was just this really romantic notion, and I tend to get a little swept up into romantic notions.
Parlamento eventually returned to the U.S. and tried living in Greenville, South Carolina, and working on a farm in Alabama. He moved to Pennsylvania, then Chicago.
I just had no confidence, and that wasn't just in music. That was just in life in general.
He arrived in Western North Carolina 5 years ago with a job at a mental health center in Tryon. He moved into the basement of a hostel in Asheville, where both his living situation and his music got communal. Themes of nature found their way into his lyrics, and they combined with his music to paint sonic pictures.
Nature is just a word that we use, and we're usually talking about the outdoors, but like, we're nature. The stuff we've built as humans is nature.
Crashing down with ants on my knees in the trees, I hear the sound.
Once I moved to Western North Carolina, all of these songs started coming out. None of it was really like folk singer-songwriter stuff. A lot of it was like, you know, more experimental stuff and stuff that had a lot of layers to it. It was more to make me feel more comfortable. Like, it's more interesting even just for me to have these other sounds come in that are a little bit more ethereal and that I don't really have a lot of control over.
A Kickstarter campaign paid for the making of All This Beauty, but still at age 28, Parlamento strings together 2 to 3 service jobs at any given time to give himself just enough breathing space to create and perform his music. You can also occasionally find him on stage in the resident troupe of the Asheville Improv Collective.
I've been getting a lot of feedback on the record and that it's a really good thing and I made a cool thing, and I do think I made a cool thing, but at the end of the day, you know, I still gotta go bring people their food.
As Living Dog, Parlamento and his band are marking the release of All This Beauty with a show May 12th at Ambrose West in Asheville. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.